You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And this is an AMA episode. Ask me anything. If you head to thanksforvisiting.me, in the upper right-hand corner is a red button that says Ask TFE. You can ask us any question as it relates to short-term rentals, real estate, business, we got you, mindset. If we don't have the answer, we've been known to bring our friends on who do, record their voice and answer the question. So we'll make sure you get really good feedback. And this week, we're going to talk about bedspreads.
Hi, my name is Chris, and I am about to start my first Airbnb in a house that's actually right next door to me in the Dallas area. And I have a quick question about bedspreads. I decided that I was going to use light quilts that are washable. I got them on Amazon, not too expensive, but I'm not sure if it's common. Do most people wash their bedspreads between every single guest that comes? Or is it something that you just do every week or every couple weeks or what? I basically chose this type of bedspread because I was thinking that I needed to be able to wash the bedspreads between each guest. But I've listened to y'all's podcast and I've listened to some others and I've heard different things. So I'm just wondering what your recommendation is. And I haven't started my process on the Airbnb website yet, but I'm going to start that soon. I've listened to y'all's class on that. So I may ask another question again soon. Thanks.
Such a good question. Like Annette said before we started recording, your conversations once you open your short-term rental are like accounting, real estate.
Laundry. There will always be more laundry.
And whether you're doing it or not, it matters because of operations, because of pricing, because of a lot of things. But she asked for our recommendation, Annette, so I think we should give her our recommendation.
Okay. I do want to let all of our listeners know that Sarah and I do travel often. We travel together. We normally stay together. And you better believe we are constantly talking about the sheets, the towels, the duvets, the triple sheeting, pretty much.
There have been some heated debates,
but let's talk about this bedspread situation and the washing.
Let's tackle her specific question. Yeah. And then we can like go down the rabbit hole. Also, I feel like I know exactly what bedspread she's talking about. What do? I wash it every single time. After every guest, our team, now we use duvet covers, but it's the same thing, I would say. We take the duvet cover off, we wash it. If it's a light blanket on the bed, we take it off and we wash it.
Because let's just face it, people, let's talk about it. People are probably touching the bedspreads with their parts.
I'm very excited to hear how you're going to say this, Annette.
I'm just saying, like, some, you know, a lot of times people might sleep naked. People aren't fully clothed all the time. Yeah. And this is what Sarah and I talk about all the time. She's like, someone just, because it's triple sheeting, she's like, well, someone's naked body just touched that, you know, ahead of time. So really just, yeah, we know this is heavily debated. Some people do it weekly. Some people do it biweekly. It's pretty much the number one thing that like grosses people out. Let's just wash that. If you make it part of the process, like, yeah, you wouldn't not wash the sheets every time.
Right.
Which I'm not going to lie. We just heard about a host not washing the sheets. We were dumbfounded, disgusted, basically could not even believe this. And hopefully we know it's been remedied, but like, I'm just going to be honest. We actually did hear of that just recently. And that's why we have our show to put the message out there.
And we'll get a little more detail there. So the cleaner was being dishonest with the operator that it was getting cleaned and it wasn't. So the operator got hipped this after a while. I don't even remember. She had some operational thing that she was doing so she could tell. I think she put like a sticker on it or something. And so the sticker wasn't.
Yeah. Washable marker. Like, yeah, something.
Yeah. But. Anyway, so, but I do want to say this. Let's argue the other side where people could sit naked on a chair, on the sofa.
They have. They will.
Yeah, they have and they will. So— sure, you can win that argument. But what we definitely know is people are going to sleep in that bed. They do things in that bed. And so we can help curb bacteria and all those things by washing it. And I do like that she's already discussed, you know, it's easy to wash. Hopefully it's a fabric that's easy to wash and launder and isn't going to become wrinkly. So we're thinking about those things. Things aren't going to take forever to dry. If you're going to do our recommendation of washing it after every guest, keep that in mind, it too.
And because the duvet covers do get very laborious. And I mean, I've gotten in a fight with a lot of them. I still fight with them because they're not fun. So like, we know a lot of hosts that have switched over to pretty much exactly what the listener was just describing, the washable bedspreads, because they're quick to dry. They can wash them every time and swap them out. Again, that's where you do want to have extras, too, because look into a laundry service, too, if that sounds like a lot. A lot of people are, you know, looking into a laundry service. You want to make sure you know where the laundry is being done. But
yeah. And there's also people bring, if you're pet friendly, the pets might be in the bed. So again, and if you ask what two hotels do, to be fair to us hosts and how you've gotten different responses from different hosts, I know that hotels do it differently. Hotels, triple sheet. What does that mean? So they have a duvet, like a comforter type, a duvet insert, and they put a sheet on top and a sheet below. And so that way they don't have to like step it in and zip it up and button it, quote unquote, saves time. It grosses me out because obviously the sheets come off of the perfect stack that they put them in. And now
the duvet is free to
rub on me. And that's gross to me. So anyway, I take my type A personality, put it into my brand. But what you can do, and here's how I use, so obviously it's a sponsor of our podcast, but I do live by Breezeway, is we do put notifications in our Breezeway to launder the throw blankets every so often. You can spray and treat the sofa cushions so often. The pillows, whether you swap them out, you have an A set or a B set, or just spray them or take them off and get them cleaned so that you keep up with this maintenance of the other fabrics in the home. All right. I think we beat this topic to death.
Yep. But all right. But let us know. Good luck. We're excited for you.
Yeah. And anyone listening out there, if you have, you want to debate this, you want to give us another opinion, you want to tell us that you wash yours every time too, please join the conversation. You can DM us on Instagram, send us an email, hi@thanksforvisiting.me. And if you enjoy these AMAs, let us know by leaving us a review. But until next time, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us. It's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.